Item 14, failure to report.
Good afternoon, Commissioner.
Afternoon, Stephanie.
We have four cases before you today. It's a little bit different this time. Normally, the cases are results of our postcard notifications. In this case, we have one that is a postcard notification, failure to respond. And there is the other three. One is a Crabtree study participant that was brought before us that has to come before you for noncompliance. And the other one is an oyster repletion program brought to our attention, oyster reports that have not been received through mandatory reporting harvest. And the last one is a probation violation.
All right. We're going to go through these one by one?
Yes, sir. I have four. All four persons are here, and I can go through their cases, and we can call them up.
Okay.
And be sworn in. The first case is for Mr. Jared Rablitz.
Mr. Rablitz, are you here?
Yes, sir.
Come forward.
And Mr. Rablitz is here because of our postcard notification. He is the one who we have processed him through our postcard notification. If you look at attachments for him as to what we actually sent out to him, postcard certifications, all of that is outlined in a table in your attachment, A1 through 1.1. He does have all his reports in the office as of today. Everything was resolved, but, of course, it was resolved after he was served for the commission.
What's the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is, since he has all his reports in the office, is that he is put on a period of probation for 2 years.
2 year probation. Mr. Rablitz, raise your right hand. Let me swear you in. You swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Please step up to the microphone, if you will. Is there anything you want to say on your behalf?
No, just, you know, that I got them mailed in as soon as I could. You know, I know they sent me, it was three notices. I don't remember getting the second one, but I do remember the first and third one. And I mailed them in, I guess it was after the third one, but I did mail them all in as soon as I could.
You understand what a two-year probationary period means?
I think so, yes, sir.
If you get any violation during that 2 years, you come back before us for another hearing, or you could lose your license. Any questions, the gentleman? What's the pleasure of the commission? Staff recommendation is 2 year probation.
I motion.
Mr. Tanker.
I make a motion for staff recommendation, 2 year probation.
Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Plumlee. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. 2 years probation.
Thank you.
The next case to come before you is Mr. Thomas Freeman. He was a participant in our Krebs dredge study. There are multiple reports missing from Mr. Freeman for 2012 that he did not report, and as well as during the crab dredge season, we did not get those reports in by the 5th of the following month, as he was instructed not only through postcards, but as well as through office staff talking to him personally.
So he's still not up to date as of today?
He brought all his reports in today. Okay. Today was the first time we got any reports for 2012, as well as for the 2012-2013 crab dredge study.
You believe he's up to date then?
Well, he's up to date, yes, because I got them today and I reviewed his records today.
Mr. Robbins?
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Did you say the crab dredge season? Was this individual in the...
He was in the crab dredge study.
He was in the crab dredge study but didn't turn in...
None of his
catch
reports turned into the office for 2012 at all, May through December. And then he did not turn in his January through February and March 2013, February, of course, not being.
There was no crab dredge season.
Right.
Those who participated in the project were also required on their daily harvest to report those as well through mandatory reporting as part of the project. There was no crab dredge season.
And the staff recommendation?
Staff recommendation is 2 year probation for Mr. Freeman as well.
Okay. Mr. Freeman present?
Yes, he is.
swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes, sir.
You step up to the microphone. You want to say anything on your behalf?
I'm sorry for wasting your time, and it won't happen again.
Why would you not report your crab dredge harvest?
Well, I did do it via phone. You know, we had to call in, and, you know, we were working some pretty excruciating hours. I think I might have had the most hours out of everybody, 3 in the morning and get home at 10 at night, and 11 at night. So it's just, you know, time. I should have did it, worked hard at it, and should have did better.
Thank you. Any questions? Mr. Freeman, what's the pleasure of the commission?
Mr. Chairman, move to accept staff's recommendation for probation for 2 years.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Plumlee. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. We don't want to see you back here.
You won't?
Good. That's what I want to hear.
Thank you.
Thanks for participating in that study, by the way.
Thanks for the opportunity. I enjoy working with your staff and everyone. It's good.
Okay, the next case is for Mr. Troy Libertino. His case was brought to us through the oyster replenishment program. He had reported regular harvest, but not his oyster harvest. So he would not have come through on regular postcard notification because he did report other harvests outside of oysters. So this is basically a oyster harvest case before you where he is documented that he sold, that he harvested oysters, but he did not report them through the mandatory reporting program as required.
And 2-year probation here as well?
Yes, sir. 2 years probation.
Mr. Libertino? You swear the testimony you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. What do you want to say?
These were private orchards that were harvested.
Mm-hmm.
Was it agriculture? Was it public? Mr. Wesson came to my office years back and explained to me that as long as these taxes got paid and documented, that was all I had to do.
That was the law many, many years ago. That law changed many, many years ago.
In 2007, February, all harvest, aquaculture, private, oyster had to be reported through mandatory reporting. By the 5th of the following month, all aquaculture and oyster harvesters were notified that their mandatory harvest reporting would be changed.
There's a little bit of good news. Those tax forms that you have been filling out on July 1st all go away. You don't fill those out anymore. You don't pay any taxes. But you got to report your harvest the way you report all your other catches.
If I've got men working on private grounds, and they're working for me, do I have to report that harvest, what they harvest?
Yes. Okay. You're the owner of the ground?
Correct.
Yeah.
If there's men that have their own private leases, and they sell me their product, I'm not responsible for filling out their mandatory harvest report.
No. They fill out theirs from their leases. Okay. What's the pleasure of the commission on this one?
I move to adopt the recommendation of staff.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Mr. Robbins, I don't think we'll see you back here. If you ever have any questions on this, you know, give Stephanie a call, or we'll be glad to help you figure it out. It's going to get a little bit simpler starting in July with the tax system going away.
You don't see me back here. I hate coming up here and see
you.
Okay. Where would you like me to go? All right. Nice following
me, Mr. Well, sorry it was under the circumstance.
Whenever you have a negative, there's always a positive.
There you go. Good attitude.
The last case before you is Mr. James Shackelford. Mr. Shackelford attempted to get his 2013 license. At that time, he was bringing in his 2012 harvest. Mr. Shackelford has been on probation and was brought before the commission in October 2011 for not reporting his catch on time. He waited between October to February 2012 to actually get all of his harvest reports in. So he was suspended until he got all those reports in. Once he got the reports in February of 2012, he went on the one-year probation, as was the recommendation of staff at the time. So from February 28, 2012 to February 27, 2013, he was on probation. At that time, he did not report any of his 2012 harvest into the office for May through November. On February 28th, he attempted to bring in all of those records into the office, and at that time, he was told he could not purchase his 2013 license until he came before the commission because he was in violation of his probation. So Mr. James Shackelford is here today, and our recommendation for most persons are 2 years probation, but because he was already a probation violation for 1 year, we felt like we would leave it up to the commission as to what it is that you would like to do for him, because this is a direct violation of a probation that you set for him.
Mr. Shackelford?
Mr. Commissioner, I've got one question.
Sure.
So I just want to make sure I understand the timing. The reporting came in May of 2012 for the period between that?
He came before the commission in October 2011 for a report that he did not report in October 2011. He was suspended by the commission until he got in all those reports. Those reports were 2011, did not get into our office until February, all of them, 2012. That's when his suspension ended and his 1 year probation began. From February 28, 2012 to February 27, 2013 of this year. In February 28th, 2013, he attempted to get his commercial registration license for 2013, and he did not have any of his 2012 harvest in the office. So he was in direct violation of his 1 year probation.
So no point during the probation period had he entered the data?
No point was any data received in the office.
All right, thank you. I was confused. Appreciate it.
You swear the testimony you give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Yes. I did have. I did have in, when this probation started in February, I did have in March and April, I called numerous times and asked for reports to be returned because I was out of reports. I didn't get any feedback. Yes, at that point in time, starting in May, I hadn't had any reports to turn. I did work, but I didn't have any reports to fill out. I'd called on a few occasions and never received anything back. I don't know if it was a miscommunication of there's another James Shackelford, it might have been sent to his address. I'm not for sure. But I didn't at that point in time. I should have come here. I didn't. But, I mean, I was already behind. I never received any notifications through the year per postcard. Correct?
Correct.
And I'd already called a few times. I never got any reports. In order to fill out my reports in order to get them in, I had to go around and beg and borrow from other commercial fishermen just to get these turned in.
All harvesters have to do, all they have to do is call the 1-800 line. Leave a message of the MRC ID, and all records will be sent to them if they're missing any. Annually, we send out to every harvester total year supply of their harvest. We send it to the address on file. There's no record that tells us that the address that's on file for Mr. Shackelford.
What's your address, Mr. Shackelford?
183 Messick Road, Cochin, Virginia, 23662.
That's what we have.
I have never received a yearly supply of harvest reports.
So what months did you harvest in 2012?
In 2012, when I got my license reinstated, I crabbed March, April, May, all the way through until sometime in November. And
do we have any of those reports?
All of those are
for 2012.
We just got them February 28th, 2013.
So we just got them last month.
There was a few months that had been turned in on time prior to that, all the way up until May. And I'd called and asked. It was not a 1-800 number. It was the 247 number. I've spoke to someone. I cannot tell you exactly who I spoke to. I mean, because it's been almost a year. But I did speak to someone and ask for reports to be sent to me, and I never received them. And I've never received a yearly supply of reports in the mail whatsoever. I've had to ask for them here at the desk.
Question.
What was the term of the probation exactly, the previous wording of the probation? Was it just
over 4 years of failure to report? I had got it all up to date. That's why it took from between the end of October until February to get all that data as accurate and possible and turned in. I did take care of that.
Do you have reporting forms now?
No, I'm completely out. I had to go bag and borrow reporting forms from other commercial fishermen, and they're like, they can't get them.
No harvester has to beg for any reporting forms. All they have to do is call us or come into the office, the front desk. We will provide whatever materials that harvesters need in order to report. Automatic.
Well, my question was for the staff, that what was the I don't know if we have that in any report, but what was the wording of the probation? He was to be suspended on probation for 1 year's period?
Correct.
And was he subject to suspension of his license if he was to violate?
Well,
was that in the wording?
We have a recording of the October 2011 commission, and the commissioner actually telling him, you have to report your harvest by the 5th of the following month for every month that you report, that you actually have harvest. There is no notification process that you will have to go through in order to come before the commission again.
Right.
You will just be served to come before the commission. And that's in October 2011 commission meeting, audio minute.
October 25th, to be exact.
October
2011. Okay. But that was the day of the meeting.
Well, it's a pleasure of the commission, Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I just want to make sure I understand. So, Stephanie, for that 12-month period during which he was on probation, and he had to report on the 5th of every month, monthly, how many reports did he turn in on time during his probation?
That's what I'm stating. We didn't have reports for him in 2012.
During that 12-month period, we never got any.
No, I have no record.
Until last month.
Right. He was bringing in his reports. He reported no activity for a couple of months. But the actual harvest data, no harvest reports for the month of March through November were in the house.
I turned them in, actually, and someone here, I don't know exactly who, had called me and told me that I'd used an old form. And y'all had actually sent that back to me to refill out and resend back in.
Right. When you fill out something on an old form, it's as if you did not report.
But
those old forms were given to them and stopped being received back in 2009. We do not allow them to use.
But did he send in old forms every single month and get them returned?
I got those months returned in a phone call. They said that they would send me new reports, which they did. I stopped, took my old reports that were from the 09, I guess, and rewrote them on the new forms and turned them in through via mail and talked to someone again and said, I'm going to need more reports at that point in time. And those reports were turned in March and April.
He's referring to 2011?
2012.
No.
Last year.
The old form that you sent in was for 2011.
It was last year's harvest season, because that's what I filled back out. I don't have the
can go back and get exactly, because we track it by the day, by the time when anything is logged into our office. You cannot have something come into the office and we don't know that it came in. It's date stamped received. It's logged into the computer. It's date stamped in the computer.
Even the letter, when it comes to the house for the renewal form, it stated from May through December.
Right.
It did not say March and April, because they were turned in.
May through December is what was on the renewal form.
But March and April had been filled out and sent in.
If he's trying to stop,
I understand what you're saying, but May through December would still have been out of compliance for your probation.
I'm not disagreeing with you yet. I asked for more support.
All right, I think we've heard enough.
I mean, this is my way of living. Please. I mean, I'm trying. I mean, I'd ask. I know I didn't do a sufficient enough job. It will not happen again. I will make sure somewhere in the travels, if I have to pay for a taxi to get here to deliver and pick up new forms, this is my way of living. Please don't put me out of, you know, my way of living. This is how I provide to feed myself and pay my bills. I'm begging. Please don't.
All right. Thank you. What's the pleasure of the commission? Mr. Tanker?
Mr. Commissioner, let me make sure I totally understand that the testimony I've heard is I have some. So for 2012, he's on probation. And in 2012, we had not received a single report.
We did not receive any harvest reports during that season, when he actually did harvest crabs. We did not have any 2012 reports in the office.
They did not get turned in until February of this year.
February 2013. Okay. When he had them in his hand, when he was trying to come in to purchase his 2013 CRL. Because he had a compliance, all the renewals, if you had a compliance issue, it was on your renewal list.
You can't get your card.
You can't get your card.
And he walked into the office with those reports, so he knew he hadn't reported. Otherwise, why would he be walking into the office with those in hand to try to get his license?
All the letters state whatever month that you have.
Yeah.
May through December.
From May through December?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And that's what I'd had in my hand at that time. I reported and turned in. Well, January, February, obviously, was no fishery.
You turned in March and
March
April.
In April, I actually mailed in. I had gotten a letter back. Maybe it was confusion between what. But in last year of 2012, I'd got a phone call saying that my reports were old reports and they weren't sufficient. So there might be a mix-up between me thinking that I was redoing my 2012 reports, which could have actually been for 2011 on y'all's.
Mr. Shackelford, did you crab in May of last year?
Yes, sir.
Did you report on the 5th of June? Did you report?
I did not send any reports because I
did you crab in June?
Yes, sir.
Did you report? Did you report your June catches?
I brought them in with me in February. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I did not have.
And the same is true of July through the end of the season?
Yes, sir.
You brought them in February of
yes,
last month. All right. Does that help you?
Yes, sir. That does help me. I mean, it's not us who are doing it to him. He's done it to himself. I'm moved to revoke license myself.
Yeah, I think he's been digging himself deeper in the hole. We might have entertained, you know, something, but he's stood up here and I think recast the story five different ways right here. And it's really hard to understand how we could trust that, you know, if we were to give him another opportunity, that we were going to be treated any differently.
Please don't make me homeless.
What's the term of the revocation?
I'd say a 1-year term. We'll be as lenient on that as we can.
Revoke all licenses for 1 year?
Yes, sir.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second. Any discussion on the motion? Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, I think ultimately
we want to bring people into compliance in these situations. Catch reporting is among the most important things that happens relative to the work of this commission, because we have to be able to manage fisheries effectively, and the only way we can do that is with the processing of the data, which Stephanie's office handles, that comes in from individuals. So it's critical. I agree with my colleagues that the fact that an individual was on probation for a year and didn't come in to resolve the reporting issues is a significant problem. I think also that we have very much had the attention of the individual. Ultimately, we want him to submit accurate catch reports in a timely way as required by the regulations. I think a year revocation is probably too much. I mean, I would be comfortable with a 60-day revocation of license followed by a 2-year probationary period, and I would offer that as a substitute motion.
Please.
Okay. We've heard from you, Mr. Shackford. You can have a seat now. We have a substitute motion for 60 days revocation and 2-year probation. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Second by Ms. Haney. Any discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to discuss that. But, you know, I have no real issue if we think we're going to make this individual change his ways and do the right thing. I do take issue with the way it was presented to us today in, I think, a less than forthright way, challenging staff and their recollection and taking us through this process. But if the general feeling is not to take away the man's livelihood and to give him an opportunity to get on the straight and narrow, I can see that. I don't know, Mr. Tankard, how you feel about that. But I, you know, frankly, I thought 1 year was fair. After he went through a period of not reporting for some 4 years prior to the previous probationary period and then felt he didn't have to report after that, I find it astonishing that he wouldn't find his way back into this office to get the reports if that's what was holding him back. So, you know, I guess I'm willing to go with the consensus of the board on the issue, but... I thought 1 year was fairly straightforward, easy to follow.
Any other comments? Let's vote on the motion for 60 days with 2 years probation first. And if that passes, that's what we'll go with. If it doesn't pass, then we'll vote on the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So all in favor of the 60-day revocation, the 2-year probation, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
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 The chair's going to vote aye. So the motion will carry 3-2. Mr. Shackford, I hope we've got your attention on this. 60-day revocation and 2-year probation. Your license has been revoked for 60 days. You're placed on 2 years probation. If you come back here again, I don't think anybody here is going to have any sympathy for you. I think you'll probably lose your licenses for 2 years, which would be the maximum under the law. Thank you. Thank you, Stephanie.